The current form you fill out when you get married in Washington asks for the names of the bride and groom. The proposed change from the State Department of Health would instead ask you to list spouse A and spouse B. Spokesman Tim Church says the department's goal is to have the gender-neutral terms in place by the time the first same-sex marriage certificate is issued on December 6th.
It's an important time in somebody's life to get married. And the last thing we want to do is get in the way by having to cross out bride or groom and write in their own term because the form doesn't fit them.
But to be legal, the health department must take public comment on the proposed changes to the marriage and divorce forms. There's a hearing in Tumwater tomorrow morning at 8, and the health department is taking comments on its website until 5 tomorrow afternoon. One thing about the changes, while the certificates just list spouse A and spouse B, there's also a line to list the sex of each spouse. The department says that will enable it to track the number of same-sex couples getting married. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.